public hearing was change of zone number 1694 CMF Bayside LLC.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a motion on this. I'd like to ask the indulgence of the my fellow commissioners if anyone has anything they'd like to add before I do make a motion. This is something that I think my statement would be most normally if I was being asked a request for modification of a condition that didn't originate with this commission, I'd be a little skeptical, but I'm thinking we've got such a different makeup now of this commission, as well as a makeover of county council, that I myself don't have a problem putting forward a motion on this at the appropriate time. That would either endorse or not endorse it.
All right.
I just didn't know if anyone else had any opinions.
You going to run for governor, Rodney? Or?
No.
Is this the appropriate time? Is that your question? Or is that
addressing modification of a condition that didn't originate with this commission.
I had the pleasure of being there for both ends of that, so I can tell you that for the best of my recollection, the testimony that was given about what happened in the original application and the reasons why it happened that way seems to be accurate, or at least jives with my memory of it. Circumstances clearly over time change, and these projects, and sometimes we do modifications. Mr. Johnson did make an excellent point that I want to reiterate, and I want to make sure that, in fact, Lawrence, if you could tell these folks when they're making applications that it's a very good idea to start with what we originally approved, so that we all understand where we're starting from, because we haven't seen these plans for. Well, some of you've never seen them. Mm-hmm.
They keep coming back for multiple changes.
They come back so many times that you forget what was done in the beginning. But I'm not disturbed by what they're asking for. I don't think it's as long as it doesn't exceed the total amount of retail space that was approved. I can't
because it's a condition of the approval.
Right. So correct. Have to, yeah.
We can require them to upgrade us on what their numbers
right.
are.
So where it is doesn't matter. I have to tell you, I was really surprised that nobody wanted that triangle. I would have thought it would make a great ambulance or heliport or something. But
well, what happened, they didn't really say, but in the fire company was offered another tract of land that they, I think the one that Americana Bayside was using for a temporary construction site.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit closer to Williamsville,
yeah.
And it was right on Route 54, and it was more rectangular. It's not any bigger. Probably smaller.
I could understand why a fire station might not go there, because it just isn't big enough, and it's mm-hmm. not the right shape.
And the state police weren't interested.
They just weren't interested. Okay. So there's
we have affidavits to that in the file.
There's an answer that is at least as lucid as your question was.
Thank you. Very good.
Well, let's try this one on for size. Mr. Chairman, regarding change of zone number 1694, my motion is for deferral.
You deferred it. Oh, for heaven's sakes, you haven't gotten a second yet.
Oh, my God.
All right, gentlemen, there's a motion. Do I hear a second?
I assume that's for further consideration.
Yes.
Yes.
I won't even dignify that one with a second.
Mr. Smith, your motion is dying for lack of a second.
Yes.
Okay. Here's a second. Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1694 CMF Bayside LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.